You've waited all year, and it's finally here. Today's the day. Old Navy's famous $1 flip-flops are back for just one day only. Polish up your petties and hurry in for flip-flops for the whole family for just a buck. Today only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/24, limit 10, solid colors only.
Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, your weekly motorsports show coming to you live from the East Coast Premier Exotic Modern Performance Classic Car and Hot Rod Facility, Bubba's East Coast Rides and Customs, and brought to you by the father and son award-winning car building team, hosts of the six-year Silver Telly award-winning TV show Hot Rod Reality, and five-time back-to-back Best of Award winners as voted by the U.S. Commerce Association, earning them two Business Hall of Fame inductions for building the very best vehicles in the industry. Let's welcome Bubba and Tom.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. And Bub, you know what? Is that probably my phone? I'm sure it is. After all the technical difficulties we've had today, man, we'll just give it up. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
This guy right here, I swear, dude.
How is it, man?
Man, I've been having a great morning so far. I don't know what you got going on in this corner of your world.
A little tense, Bub.
Total trouble over there.
A little tense, man. A little tense.
You want to turn the volume back up on your phone, too?
Yeah, how about that? Technical difficulties did hit us this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for being a little bit behind the scenes and off the air there for a few minutes. I know you guys like us on promptly at 9 o'clock, but thank you for sticking with us. Our producer left to go live so you could see it happen behind the scenes. I love it. That's the best way to do it. Good morning to Layla and Robin.
Yeah, but you know what's really funny is after all of that crap that went on this morning, for some reason, the audio levels sound really good.
They really do, man. Maybe it's that other computer.
It might be. Maybe the other computer. Just we need to take it down the parking lot and smash it.
We can do it, Bub.
All right, we'll do it after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you stay up with us and all the great stuff out there. Morpheus Designs. We have Jeff from Morpheus with us. It's going to be a great conversation. We're going to run a little bit later into the hour so we can get it all in today because we have Hooked on Driving and Tony Franco with us. So we're going to talk about that as well. Tony Rienzi. Exotic car guru and salesman to the car stars. Miss Outlaw Boutique. They've got big stuff going on over there. Sales this weekend, Bub. So guys, get over there, get your stuff for your girls. Bub, don't they have the free online shipping now going on? Didn't that start?
Yeah, man, she's got so much stuff going on over at Miss Outlaw Boutique right there in downtown Alcoa.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from, you know, like I mentioned yesterday on our live stream, she's got now all of her outside of the U.S. international orders going. Everything is just, I mean, literally when I was there a couple nights ago, there were just freaking boxes flying off shelves. Yeah. There were UPS labels printing off all over the place, clothes flying everywhere. So she's got it going, dude.
It's really going out there, man.
Yeah, big time.
I know Rob's going to call and talk a little bit about it. Good morning to Joe Kramer out there. Yeah, Joe, we've got the Gremlins fixed. And Alex is saying, Matt, get it together. This wasn't Matt's fault. It's normally not. This was kind of my fault. I did have the studio set up an hour before, and then we had a computer problem.
So let's just throw it out there. He was literally in here at like 7:43 this morning listening to Journey for some reason in the radio studio with his headphones on. He was jamming so hard, like kicking his legs and shaking his knees and pounding the table like drums. He unplugged everything.
I did. That's basically
that's
what
how
happened,
exciting he was.
Gentlemen. That's what happened right there. So G.A. Redding, I'm sure, will tell us about it too as well, man. How about that?
Probably.
So, and Bub, you know what? How about Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world? Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, man, amazing sponsor. And we cannot forget the Monkey, Bub. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time gold-winning 2017 San Francisco winner, man.
Man, pretty good, dude. And once you hit that mark, it's just, you know, there's really you hold that position, but, you know, where else are you trying to strive for? You've taken it, you've gotten the double gold, you've proven it, and you just ride it out from there and, you know, just keep giving the best quality product you can.
Yep. And, Bud, we're going to be out at Palm Beach International Raceway with the Monkey crew. Good morning, Dennis, out there in Texas. Good morning, Dennis, from Painless Performance. Painless is automotive electric done Bubba style. But we are at Palm Beach International Raceway tomorrow with Morpheus, with the whole Lion Pride. I mean, DNA Surface Concepts, Sean Kelly, Kerry from DV8, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Cars and Coffee, Monkey in Paradise. It's going to be a big charity event. Let's talk into it, Bub. Bring us out to up to date with it.
Yeah, man. So it's going to be a super fun time. You know, we're going to have a lot of insane rides out there. You know, Diamante and MIP have put this thing together with PBIR, and it's you know, the second annual event. This is all for charity. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, if you can go out and have a really good time doing something, everybody's going to have just an amazing time, fun, fast on the track. And you're doing super, super good for another family in need. And you can't really ask for much more than that.
I do want to let everybody know that the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Drift Car champion, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, is here. He got in last night. He will be out in attendance with us out there at the event, Bub. We'll be walking around doing meet and greet and everything. I think I'm going to jump in the car with Gio. Gio wants to spend some time with us behind the wheel. I think I need to, Gio needs to spend time with me behind the wheel so he understands what it means to really drive a car.
I think what needs to happen is Gio should be behind the wheel. You should be in the passenger seat just learning and observing.
He said he can have me a champion there by noontime. Gio is in the house, the world champion, Gio Hammerbeck, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Drift Team driver. We are not going to take the BEM rally car out tomorrow. It's not prepared for the world to see yet, but Gio will be out there.
Well, then I don't know what Gio's driving, but he's going to get in and he's going to run it.
Yep. Well, we're going to take the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches out.
No, I know what's there for him to drive.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there.
Yes.
Gio sent me the schedule. The gates open at 7, Palm Beach International Raceway. Drivers meeting at 8:15. Cars on the track at 9. Tom arrives at 10. Everything broken by 10:30.
Pretty true story.
How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jeff from Morpheus Designs in-house with us. Jeff is a part of the Lion Pride, and you know the Lion Pride is Morpheus, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Tony Rienzi, Cars and Coffee, Monkey in Paradise, DNA Surface Concepts, and DVA Motorsports. We are the motorsports family here in South Florida, and we dominate this area. And we have Jeff live in studio with us from Morpheus Designs. Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for having us, guys.
You're very welcome, Bub. You and Jeff are very technical on this stuff. One of the things you were always kind of hesitant about dealing with prior to developing a relationship with Morpheus was wrapping a vehicle. Let's talk a little bit about that.
And yeah,
let's
man.
Talk about how it evolved.
For sure. It's, you know, wraps have been something that, and Jeff, feel free to chime in at any point in time. Wraps have been coming on fairly strong for, you know, they were really introduced, I'd say, probably 6-7 years ago coming out. You know, everything from, you know, a lot of guys did it when it first started was like the whole matte black stuff. Everybody wanted their cars matte black. They wanted them dark. It was cheaper than doing a paint job on a car. And, you know, it was very easy to just, if you didn't like it, you could peel it off and go on to something else. So there's a super big benefit to it. But, you know, it has now over the years in terms of technology, the tooling, the way it's applied, the way you can stretch it, the material it's used on now, you can literally do anything you could possibly imagine in terms of just basic wraps, you know, satin colors to iridescence to chrome style finishes to reflective to now you guys are doing layered printing. So you're doing, you know, 10, 15, 20 colors on one piece of vinyl.
Yeah, man, wraps have come a long way.
Yeah.
And there's also, there is a difference, just, you know, there's a good paint job and a bad paint job.
Yep.
There's a good wrap job and there's a bad wrap
right
job.
Right on, man. Right on.
You know, if you go to Orlando, you see a lot of the tour buses and taxi cars are all done. Most of them are wrapped, but if you walk up close, you'll see they're, you know, three pieces of different types of material. And the problem is it's put on with an adhesive on the back. So any type of seam that you have over time, eventually dirt and rain and water, that kind of stuff, get into the seam. You see black lines in the seams. So most of our stuff is done seamless. So we'll do giant sheets.
I what I'd like to talk about a little, Jeff, is your design and development approach is very different. When you have a client come to you with an idea, with something they want to do to their vehicle, doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it is, step us through that process. You actually bring in outside contractors to help with the design and implementation. Let's step through that a little bit.
At Morpheus, we're basically taking the lead in the design field because we realize that when we do it ourselves, you know, we're great people, quite talented, but we're only limited to what we can do of what we can invent versus if we collaborate with artists from around the world.
Right on, man.
What we've done, we've developed relationships with other artists who have worked with us on previous projects. You know, you find a guy who's good at, you know, let's say Bubba's excellent at painting and you're good at doing something else. You guys take the two of you guys to make a, you know, this little right. child together. Mm-hmm. So we've now formulated a group with all of our artists and we have basically a design contest to design off. Mm. And we say, okay, guys, here's the pot. You're going to get X for this project.
Right.
And what that does is it's a blind contest. So they can't see each other's work. So nobody's copying. They're all right. unique.
Mm. That's pretty
neat
good.
Ideas. So then they start to combine and you get like, we're just redesigning the 911. We just came up with about 55 to 60 brand new.
Is that
designs.
The Morpheus 911?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing a rewrap on that.
Wow, man.
And it's so cool because now I'm looking at the car going, oh, that's awesome. And I think you can pick and choose from different things that you never thought of before. So I'm like, oh, I really like the dots on that car and like the lines on that one. Let's put them together and make the offspring over here.
So you're bringing together a group of very talented designers and then you bring in the client and say, choose from these designs. And then you can either take what you've got or bring together a group or mash five or six of these designs into one.
Yeah. And then we hone in what they want. The problem, we've realized that people, they have really no clue what they want. Mm-hmm. You have to show that's it to right. them. Yeah. Show them what they want. Yep. Like, oh yeah, I want that. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
Exactly. And Bub, I know in paint, you do much the same thing. You mm-hmm. kind of have to take the client by the hand. You have the initial design meeting at where you have four or five different options in your paint.
Yeah.
And then you kind of hone it. You did with Mr. Bavak was the head of the PGA, mm-hmm. His BMW this week. I mean, you had an orange picked out for an extended period of time and wound up changing it slightly as the design went on there.
Yeah, it's, you know, once you start doing this kind of stuff, man, it doesn't matter if you're doing, you know, wraps or paints or, you know, one piece, two piece, three piece wheels, you know, if you're doing carbon accenting, all of that stuff, when you're working in like the automotive field and industry, it changes as you do each piece. And, you know, sometimes you'll say, for example, you lower your car an inch and you step back and you look at it, you love the way it looks, but you change and go to a set of three piece custom cut wheels. You're looking at it now, and now you're like, man, I feel like this thing could drop another half inch. So things always change. You're always modifying to eventually hit that point where you're like, yeah, this is looking really good. And it's nice having plenty of options, whether it's in terms of colors or fitment options or anything you can imagine. You want to have that flexibility and all the options out there on the table.
And one of the things, Bub, we do see is we see Morpheus's wraps on a lot of these high-end cars, mm-hmm. okay, the new R8. Yep. The Lamborghinis, the Porsches, the Ferraris, and that's what's prevalent down in this area down mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. One of the things that caught your eye about them is the quality of work that they put out. Mm-hmm. And you study, you're a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. Everything for you is indexed the same way. Every nut and bolt, everything is just by the book and then over the top.
Yeah.
The thing that caught your eye about Jeff's work is the perfection, the mm-hmm. lines, the way they're cut, the way things are, especially in the jams. You were very, very, very observant about that. Let's mm-hmm. step through it.
Yeah. So, you know, that's always been one of the biggest things. And Jeff's already touched on it a little bit is the, you know, essentially the sizing of the sheets and the way the cut lines are done. That's to me, that's always been my downfall and disagreement with wraps is the fact that most guys that do it, just honestly, they do a very poor job at best. You know, when they're doing, let's say, for example, you're doing your front fenders and doors, you've got a full graphic that runs all the way down the side, but that graphic continues a little bit onto the hood. A lot of companies will literally just roll it onto the hood, and then wherever that piece stops, say it makes it only to, you know, a quarter of the way across the hood, they'll just kind of cut it there, and then they just lay a different piece down on top to finish it off. If it's like a two-tone matte black accenting or something, I mean, it looks terrible. You don't want seams that are just running
right
down the center of your hood. I mean, we had a brand new, I don't know, it was a brand new Silverado or something that came in here that was lifted huge.
Yeah.
I don't know who the company was that built it. It transported in here for us to do some stuff on it. And it was literally like a brushed aluminum wrap, Jeff. And this thing was just the whole truck, the side panels look great, but where the wrap folded to the hood, right where the center was, there was literally two seam lines all the way down the center of the freaking hood. It just looks terrible. It's like, why would you do a wrap like that? Get one big sheet and do the whole hood in one piece.
By the way, good morning to Larry Williams out there in Georgia. He's joining us live as well. Larry, that was a very nice post you put up on Facebook last night. I responded back to you. He liked the segment you did on interiors. He said it was good work there, Bub. And good morning to Ashley Staten out there as well. Jeff, when you guys look at these things and you've kind of made the initial design, now you go into production with them, okay? And one of the things that Bub pointed out to me on the Lamborghinis and some of the cars you guys have wrapped that caught his eye is you take these things into the door jams. It's not just wrinkled over and pushed into a corner and left looking like crap. You guys go all the way, and it looks perfect. Step us through that process. I saw the Monkey in Paradise C7 Corvette. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you need to go see that as well at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. And then scroll down into the YouTube channel. We did a whole segment on it. When you see that Morpheus wrap C7, it's going to blow you away, ladies and gentlemen. Our producer can probably put a picture of it up. You'll see it here. Let me see real quick.
And that's very, very, very tricky stuff. That's not just, again, these aren't just a basic color of a wrap finish. This is a very intricate and detailed design. There are, especially on C7 Corvettes, man, there's a lot of curves, a lot of outs, a lot of ins, a lot of up, a lot of down. you're nonstop stretching and pulling to try to make all this stuff line up and to do it in a way that every panel lines up from door to fender, from fender to hood, where all the curvature lines around, especially going around like the front bumper areas. There's a lot of stuff you have to line up. And on this C7, for example, that Morpheus did for Monkey in Paradise, it was a lot of lines that had to meet. I mean, and I'm talking within a 16th of an inch, had to line up perfectly.
So here, Bob, we're going to show right here. This is, we're going to skip that ad there. And then that is the Morpheus wrapped Monkey in Paradise, Bubba's Exotic Motorsport C7 Corvette. Look at the quality, ladies and gentlemen, of that wrap. Look at that. It is stunning. You can see the monkeys are on it right there. You can see Bubba's Exotic Motorsports on the rear panel, Monkey in Paradise. I mean, it's just a beautifully done job. Jeff, how do you do it?
Man, let me give you guys a little bit of history. My background is aviation. So I had a client.
You're a private pilot.
Yeah. So I had a client who's got a real nice car collection. And he just out of the blue comes to me and goes, hey, what do you think about wrapping that Lambo?
I'm going to answer your question in just a second. We'll give it to, we'll pass it off to Jeff in just a second. Larry, stand by with us.
Okay. So I said, I don't know anything about it. So I figured, you know, let me call my brother because my brother's always, growing up, he's always drawing drawings and paintings and doing things. And so I called up Jesse. I said, hey, man, one of my clients wants to wrap his Lambo. You ever heard about this stuff? I'm like, how does it work? He goes, oh yeah, I used to do that stuff. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah, I could take care of that. I'm like, no kidding. So he came over, got the material, wrapped this Lambo baby blue, put these carbon fiber accents, and he did it all by hand. Wow. Like, I've never even seen this stuff before. It's knifeless tape. So he, like, you don't cut on the car. Mm-hmm. He used this tape with a wire in it, back pulls it through it. So you're pre-planning all of the details of where you're going to pre-cut this material. So this car came out amazing.
Came out beautiful.
And just dawned on me. I was like, why are you not doing this for a living? You're amazing at it. So I stepped up to the plate for him, got him a location, got him the printers. I researched everything he needs, got him his material, put him in business, and now he's just been knocking out of the park.
What kind of equipment costs are involved with something like this?
You know, basic printers anywhere between $25,000 and $50,000. Then you got to buy laminar for about $2,000 to $4,000. You have to have stock inventory. It's a couple $1,000s in rolls. So it can add up pretty quick. And then you need a bay. You need a computer to power all this stuff. So we got like a $9,000 PC that runs just one program for generating graphics. Then you've got to transfer these files. The Alex MIP car was 8.5 gigabytes ready to print. So that's a huge file to deal with.
Yeah.
Yep. And then when you're editing a file that big, you know, sometimes it can take 4 hours to render before you print. So he's got a really... He knows exactly what he's doing. He's preparing a file for printing, and it gets cut up. It's almost like a website. When you design your first picture and then you slice it all up to build it, it's exactly what he does just prior to coding, then prints.
So you saw the potential and said, let's take it around the corner then.
Let's go up another notch. And working with my brothers, Jesse's a type A person, and type A people like to work with type A people.
Know it well.
Like, I take a lot of stuff from Steve Jobs. So it's like every time I've ever gotten him somebody who's kind of, you know, not up to his level. And if he sees somebody put out something that's not where he wants it, like not primo, he can't work with them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Just the same way.
You know, it frustrates him to death. He's like, why did you give me this guy? You know, I can't put that out.
Yeah.
So I've got him working with the best people. He's got the cleanest environment to do his stuff. Yep. If he needs a tool, we get him the best tool.
That's right.
If he comes up with an idea, then, you know, that front bumper you saw. That thing came off the car. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've just never seen somebody so, like, directed towards how he was going to do it. And I had to tell him, like, just tell me what you are asking me to do. He's like, these lines must go from here to here and have to end up perfectly, or I'm not doing it.
I know it so well, Jeff, because that's the way it is to work with Bub. He's the same way.
Yeah.
And he's got the vision, and it's hard to get it out of their head and, you know, into your ears, if you will, because they know where they're going with it and they can't quite verbalize it sometimes. They're moving at a very high rate of speed too, you know.
Yeah, man. So we pulled it off, and our work has just been setting us apart from everybody else, because now people are calling us, hey, I want something like that for my car.
Yep.
Because you can now take your car and, you know, it's got a beautiful paint job there. You want to preserve it. Florida is actually a harsh environment for cars.
Really,
you got the sun, the UV, the gamma, all these lights that are in light that are destroying cars, the weather, the rain. You know, we've got this unique ecosystem here where the water is getting sucked up out of the ocean, dumped right on us in the afternoon during the summertime.
That's great.
Plus the heat. You still how fast headlights go bad here.
They do.
Quickly.
They do.
So the wrap is actually preserving a paint that's underneath.
That's very good. That's very good. Larry wants to know from Georgia, what kind of shape does the car have to be in prior to wrapping?
You can wrap a car essentially in primer, but then the wrap is only going to last, you know, staying on stick-wise as good as the surface is underneath. Mm-hmm. The best kind of surface to wrap would be a brand new surface with, you know, brand new clear coat that's freshly clay bar with no – you know,
no contaminants right on top of it.
So that's the best surface.
So very similar to almost the way the guys would do it, like the way Sean would do it at DNA. You have to start with a very clean surface before you can apply that final finish.
Because you're going to get the best look. Because you can, you know, when you essentially put the wrap on top of the paint, you're going to see if there's a speck of dust or a bug, or you will see that little bump
underneath of it.
So you want a perfect surface.
Yep.
If you have a car, a lot of guys have called us up and say, hey, I've got this older car. It's got some, you know, the clear is coming off.
Yeah.
You sand it down, get a good finish there from sand, and then we prep that so it's, it can stick to it.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
That, and that's important, Bub, because one of the things you do too, when you talk about the similarities there, it's like when you prep a car for paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, you know, and that's, again, I haven't personally installed wraps. You know, I've done vinyl graphics, stuff like that, but not a full vehicle wrap. But I definitely know exactly, you know, the lines you have to go through. It's very similar in the fact that everything has got to be prepped to its best potential in order for you to have the best quality product in the end. If you don't, you know, if you don't take the time and you don't have a smooth surface, if it's not clean, it's, you know, you're gonna have a couple things. You're gonna have things that, you know, you'll see under the wrap, you'll see dust or particles if you're not in a clean environment. You'll have just poor adhesion, stuff that may start coming off. I see a lot of wraps to start peeling after 6-8 months, you know, just because they weren't prepped right, or they were just taken and stuck right onto a dirty, filthy paint job. You know?
Yeah, right on. Right on. When you guys go through that process, Jeff, when you do prep the car, how much time is literally spent in that? Or does it depend on the condition of the paint when the car comes in? And who does that
for? It's usually a minimum of a day to 2 days for car prep.
Yep.
Some cars need a little bit of disassembly, like an Aventador. You take off a back bumper, mm-hmm. a Porsche, take a front bumper off. And we've got professionals that come up. So one of my partners is Bob from Bremen at Torque Auto Storage.
Yep.
So we live right inside of Torque Auto Storage. We, you know, we've got a great big facility mm-hmm. there. So he'll send a guy up from Porsche to come disassemble a Porsche. Or he'll send a guy from Lambo to disassemble a Lambo for us. So
yeah,
we don't, you know, a professional's doing it right.
I get it. And then it goes back together right.
And they put it back together right. So it's like it never happened. You don't want to, we don't like tucking and shoving too much into the cars because you don't want to separate those tight joints.
Yeah.
We want their cars to make a rickety, you know, when they're driving, they don't want to hear sounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be a cause or problem with that. It's a beautiful wrap.
That tells me a lot because it says, let's see, hold on one second. Larry has another question for you as well. Larry wants to know, what about a kit car, maybe one that's all fiberglass?
Fiberglass is easy to wrap.
Very easy to wrap.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's not finished, if he wants to skip the whole paint process, as long as the surface is decent, you can stick something to it well, you can.
It'll hold. How flexible or how pliable is this material that you're working with?
It's very flexible. It's very pliable. So you can stretch it. I mean, if he's going to try to attempt it on his own, it's going to be, you know, it's going to take him a few times.
Oh, it's going to take a while, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, we've been doing this for a while. We've got you know, thousands of hours under our belts.
Absolutely.
But we can help Larry find a professional in the area. So we realize there's a, I know I call them gypsies joking around because there are.
No, there are gypsies out there.
There's traveling rappers that you just make a post on Facebook in one of our rapping groups and we could find a, you know, somebody who comes highly recommended to come out and assist or actually do the whole thing for you.
Out there in Georgia.
Right now we're designing a Corvette in New Jersey.
Mm.
So we're going to print this whole entire wrap, put it in a tube with instructions.
Send it on up the road.
And we've got a guy going to meet him there and do it at the shop.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's really cool. That's a great service to have.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, to be able to do something like that. I mean, and Bob, it's the same thing with you. You know, you understand exactly what materials you're working with and the quality of what you need to be working with as well.
Yeah. Again, it's, you know, we discussed it just a couple of days ago in terms of, you know, our paint and our finishes on a car, you know, and that's where it's just all about getting consistency with one product. You know, you start to, you know, you'll go through probably 20 or 30 different brands of your product you're working with, for example, for our paint supplies or our wet sanding buffing supplies. You know, you go through all these different manufacturers and companies trying their stuff out until you get that best one. And once you get it, you stick with it and you just learn that product and you master that product. And I'm sure, Jeff, that's what you guys have done with whatever brand of vinyl you guys are using to do these wraps.
What brand are you using?
You know, we're 3M certified, every certified.
Same with Bob.
We carry Hexis.
Yep.
You know, if somebody has a special request, we can get that.
It's interesting, too, because Bub swears by 3M products. That's all he'll use, you know, in terms of things like that. And now here you two are putting your professional endorsement behind it, too. So,
yeah, they stand behind their product and they hold up and they last.
And it works. 3M works, too, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's very good. You know, they have everything from, you know, just your basic over-the-counter stuff that, you know, an entry-level grade for do-it-yourselfers all the way up to professional-grade products. And, you know, again, once you learn their product line, you can master it and you can literally take it and tweak it and modify it to work best with your style.
It's, you know, Bob, when you have the best, you want to stick with the best. And that's what Jeff was saying too. You know, his brother wants, you know, that whole crew over there, they want the best. They'll even import somebody to come take these cars apart because they understand you do a lot with the Lambos and the Ferraris. You understand them. You know how to pull those bumpers off very quickly and get them together, but they make sure, you know, that they bring the right people in house to do it and make it work together.
Well, I mean, again, that's just what it is to, that's what it takes to do the job right. You know, if you want to get a really professional, good looking wrap, something that literally you're down to the only joints you'll ever see are inside of your door jams, under your hood, maybe in your, you know, your rear hatch area. Depending on the vehicle you've got, if you want to do that right, you've got to take the time and, you know, remove things like headlights, taillights. You know, pull bumpers off if you need to, wherever, you know, body panels meet other body panels that you can hide a very nice seam. So it looks like a true good paint job. You know, if a wrap can look like a paint job when it's done, that's top quality.
That's our goal, is to, we want people to look at it and go, is that paint?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I mean, that's the biggest compliment we can get.
That's it.
And the nice part, we really focused on the detail, is we want, wrap is actually kind of a fun thing. You can use a wrap for either, I want to change the look of my car. Or I want to put a couple sponsors on my car. It can be a permanent thing for, you know, 7 years outside, or it can be a temporary thing. So we do things for special events for people. If you got like the, you know, a track event you're going to go to, or a race car for some racing.
It can be a temporary
season.
Thing.
Yeah. And it's designed to be completely removed, and the car can be traded in as if it's never happened.
I know we're going to be turning over the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Drift car to you guys, and you're also going to be doing Mark Brown's Jeep for rigid lighting. That's going to be an interesting wrap itself right there.
Those will be fun projects. Those are going to be we like those project themed projects.
Yes.
We can have a lot of fun with
that. Yes. You'll be working with, who is it over there at Rigid Lighting? Max Herndon.
Max Herndon.
Yeah, you'll be working with Max Herndon doing that. And that Jeep's ready for you to go. Larry would like to know, can you just wrap interior pieces? My wife wants to wrap her pieces in her BMW from the wood to a carbon fiber look. Can that be done?
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can find a cool picture for you. I've got a guy came to our shop, wanted to buy some iridescent film. And then he sent us a picture afterwards if he installed it all over the dash pieces.
Oh, really?
Came out pretty cool.
How'd it look?
It looked awesome.
That's really good. And you know what? You know what's funny is what you don't want to do is have, I guess, silicones and like that on the dash because they wouldn't stick. I mean, the adhesive wouldn't stick, would it?
You know, believe it or not, this stuff is really strong bond sticking, especially the 3M's got this crosshatch CV3 stuff. That as you squeeze it down, should stick. You want to clean it off. So you want to get the surface as clean as possible. So if somebody's thinking about wrapping their dashboard, do a little, if you've got the Armor All stuff all over it.
Yeah.
Get
a lot of people do.
Yeah. Get some alcohol, clean it up, but just make sure you're not going to change the color of whatever you're cleaning with. Cause you know, alcohol and leather sometimes changes the color. Yep. So clean as best you can. Try to pre-cut your piece so you're not cutting on your dashboard, and then install from the center out and tuck the edges gently in there. But it'll stick. We take they used to say you can't wrap over Ceramic Pro because, you know, guys, Ceramic Pro, the paint in to protect it. Mm. We've been able to put it right over top. Mm. We just did a recent Lotus with PPF over top of it.
Did you really?
Yep.
Because you, Bub, you're professed in the ceramics. You do a lot with the ceramic. You use that on a lot of vehicles. So it's nice to know that you can even wrap over the top of that. In fact, it's probably a good protectant before the wrap goes on.
Yeah, it's, and that's just preserving the life of the car, essentially, especially if you've got, you know, a lot of these guys go out and, you spend, doesn't matter if it's 40 grand on a car, you know, 150, 300, 500, whatever the number is. You want to take care of that. You know, a lot of these guys that go out, they buy these, you know, bigger figure cars. You want to make sure that they are protected. And down here, there's a lot of highway driving, a lot of guys, you know, pushing 100 plus miles an hour, which is a normal cruise down here.
Good point. Let's talk about that.
You know, you look at things like rock chips, man.
Let's talk about that.
Let's weigh out the price of a, let's just weigh out the pricing here, throw out some random numbers. So if you take a brand new Lamborghini, you know, the average paint job on a front bumper of that car is probably going to be between $4,000 and $6,000 if you had Lamborghini repaint that car, especially if it's a custom color. So if you take the time and, you know, you think if you just drive that car one time on 95 here at 120 plus, which is pretty common, you'll probably get some rock chips on it. And there you go. It's done. You've got to repaint the front bumper before you trade that car back in. Most likely, if you don't do it good, you're going to take a pretty big hit on that. We do it all the way. If we do repaint them, we pull the bumper off, much like you guys do. We go all the way through them. So there's no tape lines, no insurance, no Carfax, none of that nonsense. And you use factory paint. So you can do it, circumvent it. But if you want to protect that and never have that risk, take it straight from the dealer, have it wrapped. You can do, you can even wrap in the same color if you wanted to, just to put that extra film, or even like clear bras. That's a pretty strong thing too.
You're going exactly where I was going. You're leading into two areas.
But you know, you go into all these forms of protection you can put on the front bumpers of these very low, very high speed aerodynamic cars that they just take on rock chips, man. They do naturally. You can literally wrap these things, protect them. And it's easy when you're done. You've got a huge rock chip. Maybe you've got 100 after a year of driving on the highway. Peel the freaking thing off and you're good to go.
So one of the things, Bub, you and I do, along with a lot of the guys that we run with, we do drive high-end Euros and exotics. And we do get out on the highways and stretch these cars out between events. Mm-hmm. And the highways here are very open and they're very flat and they're very straight. They're like an Autobahn. So you can go. Mm-hmm. And by and large, you're not messed with too much by the police. You can hit triple digits here very easily. Mm-hmm. One of the things you do as a painter, you always build extra layers of clear coat on your cars, mm-hmm. so that if you have a rock chip or any sandblasting, okay, you can get through that very quickly and repair mm-hmm. that problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how does it affect a wrap, rock chips, sandblasting? Because we have a lot of sand down here in South Florida, you know, and we do drive these highways pretty hard. So how do they hold up to that?
The wrap will protect the paint. But if you saw the 911 I brought up here this morning.
Yes.
You know, I was doing speeds in excess of beep.
Yep, exactly. We all do.
So, you know, the car is painted black, and I love the black car, mm-hmm. but I couldn't wash it because I was getting nothing but swirl marks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then we wrapped the car in that cosmic blue with the skyline blue trims. Mm-hmm. But then I was still getting little tiny, like, sand dimples. Mm-hmm. So I wrapped it in the front clear with X-Pel.
Wow, okay.
I've been liking the X-Pel because I've been able to get that stuff to do a lot of stretching contours and really stick in the deep, tight edges.
That's a clear?
Yeah, it's a clear.
Okay.
So it's 50% of our business is PPF because a lot of people are like, I don't want a fancy color all over my car, but I don't want rock chips and stuff because they mm-hmm. love their paint job. Mm-hmm. So the PPF is a no-brainer. You buy a car, you bring it right to us, and we put the PPF on there.
And the PPA is just, what is that? Is that an acronym for something, or what is
paint,
that?
Paint protection film.
So it's a clear bra. Okay. Right. It's exactly what it is.
And the goal when you're putting this stuff on is you don't want to tell it it's on the car.
Right.
So it's made my wrap looks a little, like, barely noticeable, but it's a little bit more glossier. Like when I do this next wrap on the 911,
yes,
on the Morpheus 911, we're going to PPF the whole entire car.
Okay.
It just gives it such a nice glossy look. It looks wet. Looks beautiful.
So I know there was a time when the PPF products of the past would yellow over a period of time. Is that still the case, or are they holding up pretty well today?
They've gotten a hold of that. They found out some, you know, new mixtures,
good,
new
man.
Adhesives.
Good.
They still recommend removing it after 7 years just in case, because I think, you know, imagine leaving a sticker on your car for 20-something years. Exactly. You know, it's going to eventually bond into the paint with you know, the UV and all those things. Mm-hmm. But we haven't gotten 7 years in the PPF stuff yet, so we're not sure.
You're not sure how long that's going to hold up. Yeah.
But from just judging by the working with the material and stuff, it's pretty amazing. We've had a customer have his Porsche backed into with a dent on it, and the stuff they, you know, the manufacturers advertise self-healing.
Okay.
And I watched a couple of YouTube videos of people boiling water and throwing it on their car. So I just told this guy, put a little, you know, boil a pot of water, pour it on it, and see if it does anything. Called me up and he goes, man, I poured the water on there and this dent just goes boop. Pops
so
right
that's,
back out.
I didn't know that secret, Bob.
Yep.
And you get driving down here and going, like, so you go to Orlando, your car's going to be splattered with $1,000.
Yep.
That stuff wipes right
sure
off.
Right
versus
off.
Eating into your paint.
So yep.
If you want to protect your paint, it's a no-brainer.
We should do that on the front of the BEM Silverado, man.
We should.
Because that thing sees, when it does see road time, it's
well, that's
just
like a brick driving through the road.
It is.
So
it really is.
Collects everything.
Yeah, it does. It picks up every bug in the world. Like the last trip, it just came back from California, man. We're still cleaning bugs off that thing.
Yeah, it takes a couple times, even with a power washer, man. And that just shows how strong, you know, any sort of paint protection, films, wraps, you know, how much more of a benefit they can be than just dealing with your base material, whatever it is.
Right.
Well, people don't think about bugs, but they actually have a lot of acid in their bodies.
They sure do.
When you smash that thing, it's eating into your nice paint job.
And that's one thing, that's one reason I wanted to get the BEM dually cleaned up, Bub, because I mean, that thing was just swamped. And I looked at it this morning and it's still got bugs on it.
Yeah. And that's already been detailed 3 times mm-hmm. with pretty heavy power washing, man.
It has. Yeah. I'm not big on using power washers, you know, on, you know, painted
surfaces. I mean, you don't want to. It's a brand new vehicle, so it's not like the paint's got any flaws or imperfections to it, so it's okay using it. But yeah, you don't want to sit and, you know, do that time after time after time. Before you know it, you are going to start working on it a little bit.
That's amazing, Bob. Jeff, I'd like to, Larry would like to know, so you'll know, the relationship with Larry is, Larry's out in California, or Georgia. He is probably one of the most talented upholsterers in the world. He's very good. He's extremely good. He's like our guy here, Greg. He's just very, very talented. He would like to know, how can he get in touch with you? He wants to talk to you.
You can go to our website, www.morpheusdesign.com. There's a phone number right up at the top right. You'll get right to me.
Okay. So, Larry, just go out to morpheusdesigns.com and spell that for us.
MorphEusDesign.com.
That's it. Morpheus Design. That's it. MorpheusDesign.com. Larry, I wish, Larry, you were here in the area tomorrow. I'd love to have you VIP with us at the Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports track day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Exotics are going to be out there. Crazy stuff's going to be out there.
As long as no one rides with you.
We're bringing out some cool cars, too.
What are you going to bring?
We're bringing the Ariel Atom. Mm-hmm. We're bringing the Thunder Roadster GT2. Yep. You guys seen that one yet? Mm-hmm. We did like a jet engine.
Yep.
That's going to be cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Can I drive it?
Probably. You got to talk, you should talk to Jason. Jason's from ECS Jet Charter.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's a cool cat, man.
I can keep it in a straight line, man.
First person to offer Tom driving. Not good.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Everyone else instant no.
You need to take a ride with Aldo in the passenger seat of his GT3.
Oh, yeah?
That was a hoot.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't wait to do that, man. I know I'm going to get with our rally driver tomorrow. I'm definitely going to spend some seat time with him.
Oh, we're going to have a blast. There's a lot of people coming tomorrow. We're going to have the torque trailer there with the torque truck. We'll have a tent.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm telling my friends, do the same thing. Bring the tent. Bring the chairs. I mean, it really turns into a nice, fun gathering.
That's going to be. What time are you guys going to get to the event?
We'll be there at 8.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Sunday morning. Not happening. Not so much, man.
What time are
you coming in? We actually have a party tonight. Hopefully he's not listening because he doesn't know about it.
Yep.
We have a party tonight. We'll just leave it at that. So we'll see how that goes. And driving tomorrow may be a total gong show.
It's going to be. It's definitely going to be. We'll probably be there about 10. And I'll tell you why. It's not for a lack of desire or laziness. It's because I put up all 6 radio shows. I get up in the morning and start about 6 o'clock. So it takes about 2 hours to get them up and running. So I get up, get them all up. Then by the time I get Robin up and everything else.
I think what you're saying is you just have to get Robin out of bed. That's what you're trying to say.
Okay. So I got to get Robin out of bed.
We'll be parked up close towards the front.
Okay.
And you'll see all the cars parked out there. Just we'll save a couple spots for you guys.
Okay. Right on. That we'll just pull in right there.
You'll see all the Porsches and the cool cars out there.
That'll be, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you haven't experienced this area, it's something you should experience. It will blow you away. Well,
you guys are going to talk about the PBIR event tomorrow for Monkey in Paradise, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. As a newbie, I didn't know how easy it was to take my own car on the track.
It's fun, isn't it, man? And
Tony's got a great program there. It's you sit in the class, you can get an instructor if you're a beginner, and you go out there actually just enjoy driving your car in your class. Some people think it's going to be intimidating because you're going to have, there's almost professional guys out there zipping around the track, but you're not going to be, it's your first day and you're taking, let's say you got a brand new Aston Martin or you have a BMW or you have a Ford Fusion that you want to take on the track. You can go to the track, sit through the class. They send you an instructor. It's so easy. They'll hold your hand through the whole process.
And the nice thing is we've got our own teachers, our own instructor, the driver.
Oh,
yeah, Gio.
That's awesome.
Absolutely, man. I'll just put him in the seat of the car and we go.
Well, I think that was a big thing that kept me from ever going on the track because I always thought, I don't know the steps to get out there and I don't want to get run over.
Now you do. Hey, Alex, if you're out there from Monkey in Paradise, I need you to call in 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166. Tony Franco from Hooked On Driving. Need to hear from you. Give me a call. I want to get you guys both on air for the last couple minutes we've got here. I want you guys to talk a little bit about the event tomorrow. Bub, you going to get out there and drive?
I'm thinking about it, man.
Are you?
Yeah. It just depends on how my schedule goes down. I've got I'm working on something behind the scenes. I may or may not show up in the 911 Carrera S tomorrow. I may end up showing up in something else.
I will tell you. You want me to tell you what he's doing? He's looking at buying the GT3. There you go.
It's possible.
The cat's out of the bag. How about that?
I mean, it's possible.
Be a fun day.
Be a really, really fun day.
I'll have that thing sideways into a wall by the first lap.
I will too. I won't even get through the first lap.
As long as it's got insurance, how do you explain that one?
Well, we got to insure it before it leaves the dealership, don't we?
Yeah, they make you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning to Angie and Nate Leak. They're saying that Nate misses us out here. We miss you too, man. It's you're missing the great weather, Nate. That's for sure, man. You're missing the great. And tomorrow's going to be a really fun event, Nate. That's a big event. We're going to have the guys from Morpheus out there, Bub's Exotic Motorsports, Monkey in Paradise. Going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm really looking forward to this event, Bub.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of high horsepower cars out there, and a lot of cool people out there, strong companies out there. Just, again, a great time, a lot of fun. really sick looking rides. Everything from, you know, literally mild to wild will be out there, and it's all for a good cause. So you can't really ask for much more than that. The weather's going to be beautiful. That's it.
It's going to be there for charity, man.
That's it.
$150 to put your car on the track. That money is given directly to the family. At the end of the day, right?
Yep.
That's the way it's going down, right?
That's a pretty nice cause. It's nice that they put this together.
Monkey in Paradise are good people. They're a great sponsor, man. They're fantastic people over there, man. They mm-hmm. really are. Just amazing people. And they're fun. They're a lot of fun, too. Monkey in Paradise does have a Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkeys Loose Thursday nights at Jumbie Bay, Bub, from 6:30 to 10 every Thursday night. And we're going to start having an exotic car show out of that, come in out of that as well. So that's going to be a very, very exciting time.
I mean, you definitely, we're already starting to have that happen. I mean, you know for sure when we're there, not only by the noise factor, but also just a simple, you know, when you now see that literally Main Street in downtown Abaco is starting to look like Worth Avenue. They've just done an extreme amount of renovation there. You know, 30 and 40 foot palms that just look absolutely beautiful, lining both sides of the streets, a symmetry, all little tiny flowers and crap. They're all gone. So it looks really, really nice. Really strong, almost like you're pulling into, you know, literally like you're pulling into Palm Beach across Okeechobee. So it's a great environment, super fun time. We have a blast, and we have all the strong names out there with us.
Just a great time. Larry, I'm sorry you're missing home, man. Larry says everything is better in Palm Beach. I'm homesick. Caller, are you on the air with us? You're live on Doing It Bubba Style.
Hey, guys. It's Alex from Monkey in Paradise.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Alex, good morning. How are you, baby?
Good morning. It's Saturday. I'm doing great. And we're getting ready for tomorrow's big track day at Palm Beach International Raceway.
Man, you should see the excitement, the hair standing up on my arms here in the studios. Let's talk a little bit about what the charity event is, Alex, what time people can get there, and just give us a quick overview of this whole thing, please.
Sure. This is the second year of the Monkey in Paradise Diamante Atelier Speed Event. What we do each year is we rent out the racetrack. We choose a family that has been suffering from medical problems, and we invite our friends and fans to come join us at the track, have a great day, and donate money to the family. And 100% of the money goes to the family we choose. We give them a chest full of cash that day. So there's no administration costs. We don't donate to a charity directly. We pick the family and we support them 100%.
How about that, man? That's a really, really good event. Tell us what family has been chosen for this year's charitable receipts and why you chose that family, Alex.
Sure. It's a friend of our Monkey in Paradise family, somebody that was referred to us. And it's a young lady that's been battling breast cancer. She doesn't want her name given out publicly, but she will be at the event on Sunday for everybody to meet.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So she'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yes, she will.
What time does the monkey arrive at? What time does the monkey arrive at the track tomorrow?
So the monkey arrives at 8 a.m. We'll be there setting up by 7. And people will be showing up around 8. Track goes hot at 9:30.
Right on. See, so 10 o'clock would be perfect. I can have it wrecked by 10:15, Jeff. And we're done, right?
You could just wreck
the tires or four.
Tom, you have to be there early for the driver's meeting. So you can't be there at 10. You got to be there at 9.
Okay, I'll be there at 9. And count. I'll be there right at 9 o'clock, just right on
time.
But you're
gonna be driving in the right seat, so I think you can show up at 10.
I will. You do know that the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkey in Paradise Rally Champion Gio Hammerback is here now for the event.
Yeah, I heard. I actually spoke to him this morning, and we're gonna go do a little bit of training together this afternoon. So I'm gonna do some pre-training. Just make sure I'm really sharp, because I'll be giving people ride-alongs in a variety of different cars. And we're going to have a lot of fun on the track, because some people just don't want to take their own cars. So I'll be taking them for hot laps.
Hey, Alex, $20, you spend the SS.
Mm-hmm.
I will take that bet right now.
All right, 50.
I've never spun on a track, so I will take that bet.
I'm going in on this one.
Yeah, I'm in with you. I got a dream. If nothing else, we got to do it just to say we did. We just got to say we did it.
But that doesn't mean you can be all amateur about it and go real smooth through the corners. If you're going to run this thing, you better run it.
Do you think I've ever had one single amateur lap? Really be?
He doesn't know. I'm going to take my.
Are you driving the MIP Corvette tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a question. Is the MIP vet out tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to have the MIP vet out. I'm going to have a Camaro SS out and possibly a few surprise cars. I'll be taking people in.
Yeah, but you want something? Here's something funny. He doesn't know. Yeah, I didn't tell him the part of the bet. I'm going to definitely take my HP tuner. I'm going to unlock every piece of that car. Oh, good luck damn, driving that's funny, that,
dude. Good luck. you may be encountering some problems here. I'm feeling this is going to go south real 50. Quick, man.
Yeah, they've got some cars that go to this thing that you're not expecting.
So last year I was giving rides in a McLaren 650F in the track, and one of the coolant hoses sprung a leak on me and was blowing coolant all over the tires. So it got very swirly, but luckily I was able to get it back and we didn't have any issue.
That's a good thing that you did get it back, man. I mean, I had heard that I know Vinny, our exotic car technician, he's going to be out there with us tomorrow to make sure that our cars maintain and stay out there on the track. But I know he has said that, you know, very few cars have run all day and made it successfully because it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's a long day on the track. So tire pressure is very important because a lot of people that aren't familiar with the track conditions don't realize that your tire pressure goes up with the heat. Your tires heat up. So we had a lot of people that came with proper tire pressure, but then the tire pressure increased so much that the center of the tires bulged and they wore out the center of the tires and literally burned through all four tires in the day.
I guess we'll be putting tires on the MIP vet then.
You know what's really funny too, Alex, is the Turbonetics SSX concept Camaro I built a couple years ago. I kid you not, dude, this was maybe like a week after I sold it to a private collector here, finally out of our collection here at BEM. I sold it to a private collector here in Jupiter. And I told him, I said, if you really want to run that car hard, I'll put a C16 tune in, which is 120 race fuel. And that adds literally on that car, that put it right over the 1100 horse mark at the tire. So he sure enough wanted to do it before a track day. He didn't make it through, I think, the first or second corner. Went right into the wall, dude.
Stuffed it right into the wall. Tore the nose right off of it.
Whole front end had to be replaced.
Yeah. And then it wound up in another paint and body facility instead of coming to you, the original builder.
Talk about a mess, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had them pull the job and bring it in to get it fixed. They ruined that car.
Oh, boy.
Ruined that. Yeah. And now you're building the second Turbonetics concept come out.
Yep.
Go ahead, Alex.
So yeah, we're very excited about the event. We tell everybody to obviously be careful, stay within your driving limits. We will have professional instructors there, so even if you're not comfortable on the track yourself, you'll be able to get some free instruction out of the day and have a great time and do it in a safe manner.
Well, we are looking forward to it. Track admission is $150, which goes 100% to the family at the end of the day, or to the charitable recipient at the end of the day who will be there. We'll be out there with some of the In Jupiter magazines we're featured in. We'll even do autograph them for you. We've got some copies left. Monkey in Paradise will be out there. Morpheus will be out there. We'll all just be out there having a great time, man. It's just going to be a good time. The Lion Pride will be there. So.
Yeah, great. Well, we look forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be a great day. So we'll see you guys really tomorrow morning.
I understand that Jeff's going to make an appearance. He's going to land on the drag strip over there. Somebody else is going to drive the Morpheus Porsche out and some of the Morpheus cars. He's just going to fly over there and land right on the middle of the drag strip.
Well, there are rumors of a helicopter possibly landing. And last year, we were going to do helicopter rides.
Why are you smiling? But was something about this?
Unfortunately, people don't appreciate helicopters landing close to the cars and all the dirt being blown up and all that fun stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you?
I would just land right in the middle of the freaking road course, dude. Road hazard.
Too, man. Why not?
Road hazard.
Yeah, we got to get around the helicopter. Who cares?
Yeah, they're upset about the dirt until you invite them for a ride.
Yeah, right? How about
all is forgotten.
Yeah, all the dirt. How about I fly the helicopter?
You guys don't know this, but Jeff is also a professional helicopter pilot, not just Jeff.
Yeah, I do. That's correct. He is. He's very, very good about it. Some of the stories about him and some of the dignitaries he flies around are pretty interesting. Tomorrow people can ask him that at the event. It's pretty crazy stuff, man.
He took me for
a very exciting helicopter ride a few weeks ago. We went along the shoreline, along the ocean. We were chasing boats around and shark spotting. It was a great time.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go shark spotting, man. That'd be pretty cool.
It's actually scary how many sharks are out here in South Florida.
Is it really?
A lot, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You fly over Peanut Island. I'm like, there's a shark. I want to get down there and warn all these people.
Yeah. And we're just hanging out in the water down there. That's all we do.
Because you sink a boat. That's why you're in the water.
That's correct. Mine typically go under. But yes. We already know those stories, don't we, Alex? Mine don't make it.
We sure do.
Ironically, the South Florida Boat Show is today, and I'd like to get down there and see what's in inventory. I'm sure there's something I can buy and sink.
Probably not a smart idea.
Matt shaking his head. No, bad idea, Matt saying.
So this thing with the computer this morning, that stuff follows you around?
Oh, everywhere I go.
Everywhere.
Man.
This is daily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you even park on this parking lot.
Yeah.
So we all got to eat garlic and pray tonight.
Yeah. Yep. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad.
Dear God, protect us from Tom.
Yeah. Yes. Dear God, please protect us.
I mean, I'm putting it this way. I'm not getting on the track when he's on it. I won't.
His wife won't let him.
Nope.
Won't let him get on the track over there. But I can drive down the highway with my nose stuffed right under his bumper. No problem.
Yeah.
I'll get out there with him.
It's drafting.
Yeah. That's it. That's exactly what it is, man.
He gets right up under it to a point where I'm like, okay, dude, you might need to back up just a little bit.
Oh, I'm tucked in tight, man.
Yeah. He's sinking his Daytona 500 on 95 at exit 70.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Until some little Honda pulls over in front of us.
Right.
Then you got all kinds of problems.
Yeah. But see, I don't think you leave me any room.
Without having fun.
You leave me no room.
That's right. I don't.
But then the Chevrolet Bolt comes.
Wait, hold on. Here it comes. There it is.
Yeah, there he goes. Gone. You can't hear it. It's electric.
This is nothing.
It's electric. It's electric. Alex, thank you for joining us here. We're going to climb out of this this episode. We're at the top of the hour here. We will be out there tomorrow, Palm Beach International Raceway. The monkey is loose. The whole crew will be out there. .com will be there. Have you spoken to .com, by the way, Alex?
I have not. Not since Thursday.
Okay, we need to get him on the phone. I know he's going to be out there. The BEM MIP Lambo Diablo is going to be out there. The BEM MIP Porsches will be out there.
I haven't even put this thing on the track yet. I don't know if Seth Goldberg's going to run it, but the Turbonetics Mustang's going to be there.
Oh, the Turbonetics BEM Turbonetics.
I don't know if he's going to get it on the track. I haven't seen it. He's going to spin the crap out of that car.
Yeah,
he is. That's hard to run those cars.
Are you allowing him to take it on the track?
I don't know. He's got it with him, so I don't know what he's doing with it.
So it's gonna be,
we know what happened to his last driving experience.
Yeah, how about that? So, Alex, thank you for joining us today. I really, really appreciate it. We will be seeing you there tomorrow at the track.
Great. I can't wait. I look forward to taking my friends for rides. Can't wait to have everybody get their cars on the track, and most importantly, we're doing it for a great cause. So we'll see you all tomorrow.
Wonderful, wonderful time. But we're going to wrap this segment up. We're going to get out of here. We did run a little bit late today because we did have some technical difficulties at the top of the hour going into the show.
All good.
We made it through it, man.
Yep, all good. No worries.
We want to thank our very special guest, Jeff from Morpheus, MorpheusDesigns.com. He will be out there with us tomorrow, part of the Lion Pride, really good guy. And then we'll see Jeff, of course, with us at Jumbie Bay on Thursday night, Bob.
Yep, looking forward to it. A lot of fun. And then we've got a pretty good night going tonight. And then moving into next week, and we've got to start gearing up, getting ready for the 4th of July, right?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, a lot of fun.
We got to figure out what the Lion Pride's doing for the 4th of July.
I already have it set.
Do you?
Yep.
Trouble.
Marlins Rooftop.
It's already booked. So the Lion Pride is going to be up on top of the Marlins Stadium.
That's it.
We're going to have some fun.
That's pretty cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's really good. Really good time. Fireworks, literally, is like they're 20 feet in front of you, explode over your head. It's really cool.
All right.
You feel it for sure.
Burn. All right. Lion Pride's going to be out there.
That's where we'll be.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Morpheus Designs is the best, just like Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com, 561-660-6695. Call them. Check them out. All kinds of big sales going on this weekend. Free shipping. Stuff's going out the door. Morpheus Design, they're the best, man. Bub, you want it wrapped? It's there. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's it.
It can be either wrapped or paint. It can be what it's going to be.
That's it.
TonyRienzi.com. TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Monkey in Paradise, they remind you to please drink responsibly. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, bub. We're going to be there the 30th of July for the big Cars and Coffee event. Yep. It'll be a lot of fun out there, man.
Yep, and everybody stay tuned tomorrow. I actually just saw a message that our producer Matt put up. He's taking all of our gear, and we'll be doing lot of live feed, a lot of filming, a lot of 4K shots. So a lot of good stuff's going to go on tomorrow. I'm sure falling into the next week, all that 4K drone footage will be put into a really crazy sizzling video. So it'll look really, really cool, man. So you guys that can't make it, stay tuned for that. You guys will see it on all of our social media.
You'll definitely see it. Bub, until next week.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing It, Bubba style. If you want to see the very latest Bubba and Tom have going on, visit their website at bubbascustomcars.com. That's bubbascustomcars.com, where you will be linked to all of their social media as well. If you'd like to talk to Bubba and Tom live during the show, call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166 between 9 and 9:30 a.m. That's 714-242-5166. Make sure you sit out every day to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. And until next time, keep on doing it, Bubba style.
You've waited all year, and it's finally here. Today's the day. Old Navy's famous $1 flip-flops are back for just one day only. Polish up your petties and hurry in for flip-flops for the whole family for just a buck. Today only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/24, limit 10, solid colors only.
Hi, you've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.